East Sac County School Spotlight is with Todd Bontrager. Todd, we've got some items as far as the middle school go to touch on. First of all, for PBIS, Good Behavior, your students were rewarded with a fun day here recently.
Yeah, you know, after the first, or each quarter we have a goal for the kids and get through our positive behavior expectations. We give them something special to do for an afternoon, and yesterday it was sledding. So, and we got an awesome setup out at the Sac City Golf Course, where they got some great hills where the kids can get out and have some fun. And we had 95% participation from our student body, which was great to see as far as our kids, you know, being on their best behavior and showing really good character. And we got a great group of kids in our middle school this year, fifth grade to eighth grade. So it's been a real fun year that way. They got out on the sleds and they all brought them to school. And had a great day, and we avoided any serious injury. We always cross our fingers on that. It turned out to be a great time for all. So
that is
awesome.
That is nice. And you've got an Ag Day approaching?
Yeah, February 19th. Sac County Farm Bureau sponsors an Ag Day that they rotate between the three schools here in Sac County, and we're up this year. So they've done this once before with our school, and it's just a fantastic opportunity for our kids, our whole entire student body, to learn how agriculture affects our daily lives. It's not just about people that are living on an acreage or a farm, you know. At East Sac County, we have an awesome FFA program here, and it starts in junior high. And so kind of build off that. But what we do is they bring several different speakers in that touch on all aspects of agriculture, from diet and nutrition in our own homes, to careers that maybe they want to pursue and how they can use an agricultural related degree. And it doesn't mean just farming. I mean, there's a lot of high-tech stuff out there associated with agriculture. So that's an awesome day for our kids to be involved with that. And we appreciate what Farm Bureau does there for us. So we're looking forward to that day on February 19th.
That'll be good. And you also wanted to bring up that the high school is putting on their spring play there at the middle school here pretty soon.
Yeah. So, they did an awesome job with the musical here right before Christmas, and expect another stellar performance by our theater department in our high school. And they'll be down here at the middle school. That's where our auditorium is. And I believe that's the weekend of February 19th, 20th, right around there, week after.
All right.
Yeah, 19th, 20th. I think, is that a Friday, Saturday? But, yes, it's called The Living Room. I don't have any background knowledge with that play, but I know that's going to be a great opportunity for our community to get out and see our kids excel in the theater area.
Look forward to that then. And let's talk a little basketball here before we let you go. I've seen you guys play a couple of times this year, most recently when you defeated Storm Lake St. Mary's a week ago on Tuesday, got a win over West Bend Mallard, played a GTRA, another pretty close game this past Saturday. And despite your record, you guys have been in most games this year and really started rounding in form here, hopefully.
Yeah, we've played very competitive. Got a great group of kids. We kind of got a unique mix of real young kids with a few older veterans, but it's just been, we've been a little snake bitten in close games. And, we won a big one there against St. Mary's. They've been playing pretty good at the time and put together a really nice fourth quarter. And we played a nice clean game the other night against West Bend Mallard, it's kind of been a tough go, but our kids have stayed the course and worked really hard, and we are getting better. And, as far as our schedule goes, we got one of the tougher schedules around. I mean, it seems like, anyways, up till now.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to keep fighting, finishing strong, and And we are a fun group to watch. So if anybody hasn't been out to see us, you know, I think we play an entertaining brand of ball. We got some good shooters and kids that you can see growth in from night in, night out. So we'll hope for the best here down the road.
I'll be seeing you again soon when you take on PAC-LM for the second time this year and the East Sac basketball teams tonight on Friday playing at Alta Relia. Todd Bontrager, thanks a lot for the information with the School Spotlight, and we'll be in touch.
All right, thanks a lot.
School Spotlight on Mix 101.7.